It's Classic Hits 99 of Pickle. You got the Kielbasa Kid. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and it continues with our final nominee and teacher who was recognized throughout the area as someone who should be Teacher of the Week. And we're talking this morning to Emily Yannick, the 6th grade ELA teacher at Carmichael's Area Middle School. How does it feel to be thought of by enough Pickle listeners to go to our website and nominate you for Teacher Appreciation Week?
I'm very honored that my students would choose me to be nominated. It's very exciting.
Many people say teaching is a calling. How young were you when you realized this is something that you would like to do for a living?
Well, since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to be a teacher. I remember playing school with my dolls and setting them up and checking papers. So it's always been something that I've wanted to do.
Was there a teacher in your life that was an influence on your decision to become a teacher?
I have actually had many influences. I have a lot of family members that are teachers. So just seeing them, hearing their stories, that's really influenced me to do the same.
We're talking with Emily Yannick, the 6th grade ELA teacher at Carmichael's Area Middle School. What does ELA stand for?
English Language Arts.
And while you're the teacher, is there something that you may have learned from your students?
I learn from my students every day. I learn to be patient.
They test me.
they test me.
We got a new one here. Okay, man.
they teach me things every day. They'll pick up on things that maybe I didn't catch in something, and they'll point it out to me, and it's good to see them making that own connection on their own.
What I found fascinating is the fact this is your first full year as being a teacher. You had been a substitute teacher. What was that like?
Oh, well, it was very interesting. Every day was a different day, being at different grades, teaching different subjects. But I'm glad to have a place to be my home.
That's probably where you learned how kids would be testing you.
Yes, most definitely. Yes.
Well, how tough is it to be in a room full of kids and to be patient, especially if there may be one who doesn't even want to be there?
I think just finding something that might grab their attention and keep them interested, find something that one individual might like outside of school and maybe connect it to school.
Do you have any advice for anybody who might be thinking about entering the teaching profession?
It's definitely something that you have to love to do. You have to love the kids and make sure that you show them how much you care for them every day when they come into that building.
And have that desire when you were young.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, congratulations, Emily, for being a Teacher of the Week for Teacher Appreciation Week.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.